Good morning, Branch. 304 Columbus, Ohio. This is your Branch Prez at your ear again with hopefully a little more information. Before I start the postal rap session, let me point out one thing. I know I'm rather tenacious as I go around the building speaking to employees, newly converted to be exact, about the importance of your probationary period. And yes, I'm going to continue to be tenacious on that until we get it, because I'm still talking to MHAs who don't seem to fully understand. I'm sorry, I like this record, so just bear with me. No, I try to keep the rap session jovial so that more people will listen, and in the midst of maybe some nice music, a little laughter, I can really educate you on some things. Well, the one reason I'm still on this seniority and probation for the newly converted MHAs, just reading to you out of, again, coming out of the national agreement, 12.1, a probationary period for a new employee shall be 90 calendar days. The employer shall have the right to separate from its employee and any probationary employee at any time during the probationary period, and these probationary employees shall not be permitted access to the grievance procedure in relation thereto. Yes, I read that very slow, and I want you to understand something. If you don't make sure that you don't have a probationary period after you have completed one 360-day appointment, you can be terminated in your first 90 days. Now, let me tell you, sure, they're going to fight. Sure, at some point, you're going to probably be reinstated. But who wants to be out of work for a couple of months when it's not even necessary? So again, the importance of you taking care of your business right now, making sure it's understood, and don't leave that up to the replacement union staff, the actual union staff, or any other union staff to make sure that this is adhered to. Okay, let's be a little proactive. Let's take this bull by the horns, because this is your career. Because I don't want to have a conversation with anybody a couple of months down the road. Some unfortunate sequence of events took place and management put you out of the building because you didn't exercise the rights that you're being educated on. And as we continue, let's look at Article 12.2 with relation to principles of seniority. 12.2, I'm in Section A, paragraph A2. It reads, "This article will continue relative seniority standings properly established under past principles, rules, and instructions, and this article shall be so applied." Listen to me very carefully. This is where you get a part to play. If an employee requests a correction of seniority standings, it is the responsibility of the requesting employee to identify and restate the specific instructions, rules, or practice in support of the request. And if we go over to, again, staying in 12.2, I'm going to skip paragraph B, but I'm going to read paragraph C. So what I just said was, if the seniority roster is posted and it's not correct, you have an obligation to get it fixed. Listen, tomorrow is not promised to anybody. If you notice it when they post it, address it right now. 12C says, the installation head, that be Mr. Smith, is responsible for the day-to-day administration of seniority. Installation heads will post a seniority list of mail handlers on all official bulletin boards for that installation. the seniority list shall be corrected and brought up to date quarterly. So what have I just done? I just read to you a section of your contract that, again, allows you to observe incorrect seniority posting dates, submit in writing to have that corrected, and it also guarantees you the right that your seniority listing should be posted on a bulletin board and updated quarterly. Now, I got to tell you, I know this says the installation head, we can hold them accountable, but normally the union does that. But again, we should update that quarterly, and you should check it quarterly. If we update and you check, this way we can address anything that's not correct immediately. Because I'm telling you, the longer you stay in the post office, you're going to find that if we don't address it immediately, it begins to grow. And once it begins to grow, it's so much harder to chop that weed down. So, again, let's be proactive.